This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
We had a winning week across the board last week, so let's keep it going and find out who we have the most faith in today.
Today's best bets.
Chelsea, a perfect 2-0 last week. How sweet it is. Where are you going tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a receiving prop for the tight end for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Going to go Pat Freiermuth over 44.5 receiving yards tonight against the Colts. The Colts, as far as the matchup goes, they're about middle of the pack at defending the tight end. But here's the thing. I think the opportunity is going to be there for Freiermuth because he's been getting a ton of targets. Coming off a game in which he had a season-high 12 targets against the Bengals and actually led the team in targets in each of the last two games. And despite being a tight end, he actually leads the Steelers, all of their receivers, in receiving yards for the season, despite missing a game in there. If you look at this number when it comes to receiving yards, he's hit this number in three of his last four games. So I think that Kenny Pickett continues to lean on Pat Freiermuth here, especially because it is a low number. It's a number that the Colts have given up to, you know, number one receivers, and that's kind of what Pat Freiermuth has turned into. Not really a number one receiver, but he's getting the targets like a number one receiver would get. So I'm going to go Pat Freiermuth over 44.5 receiving yards over at BetMGM.
Very good. I am also on that game, but I'm going to wait to give my play because, of course, I'm going with hockey first, and let's go to Columbus where the Knights are in town. The Knights are minus 250 on the money line. The Jackets are plus 200, total set at 6.5. Knights have lost two straight. However, they have not lost three in a row all season. This is a perfect chance for them to get right back on track. The Jackets are awful defensively. They allow 4.2 goals per game, absolutely putrid, and now they have to face that top line with guys like Mark Stone and Jack Eichel, and it looks like Yunus Korpisalo will be in net for Columbus. He has been bad this season. A goals against average of 3.75 and a save percentage of .899. The Jackets are in last place in the Metro Division for a reason. I think they get dominated tonight. Let's go Golden Knights on the puck line. That's even money at BetMGM. I wanted it on the three-way money line. That's already at minus 175, so too rich for me. Let's go Golden Knights by two goals.
Too rich for me, which is what I say, you know, when I'm passing all these stores that have these expensive things. You know what's not too rich for me? This plastic eight ball that we got at the toy store.
Holy crap. Magic eight ball.
That's right. We have a magic eight ball in this show, and he travels with me everywhere I go, including to our remote live location. So he's back from National Harbor, and he's ready to give his pick. All right, eight ball, do we like Pat Freiermuth over his receiving prop of 44.5 tonight? Outlook, not so good. Love that.
Ooh, well, maybe the eight ball has changed his tune after a trip to National Harbor and after I got to meet him in person.
Yeah, he was like, do not take me through this TSA line ever again. There's way too much handling of me that I don't appreciate. So maybe won't be making the next trip. I don't know. All right, so do we like Jinx's play? Vegas on the puck line at even money against the Blue Jackets. Eight ball says, oh man, he's being super slow. Signs point to yes.
Oh, bam! You know what? I'm glad to see the 8-ball turning a corner. Thank you, 8-ball. Nice to meet you in person. Tip of the cap. And I look forward to many more meetings on this show where you favor my side. By the way, if you want to check out the Magic 8-ball, I've seen it in person, and that guy has been run ragged. You can barely read what he says. but you can check it out on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BetQL. Chelsea was, she's already done. She modeled it for a hot second. Now it's over. You got to be quick on the draw. It's twitch.tv/BetQL. Chelsea, you also have another play tonight on Monday Night Football, as I understand it.
Yeah, I'm waffling on this one, but we'll go with it. Okay. Speaking of waffling, Matt Ryan has not been great at keeping control of the football this season. In fact, that's why he was benched in the first place. However, in his past couple of games, he has cut back on the interceptions, but I do think it's an interception kind of night for Matt Ryan. I'm going to go Matt Ryan to throw a pick tonight for -135 over at BetMGM. And this is also a handicap of the Steelers defense, who've been really good at hauling in some interceptions. They're third in the NFL at total interceptions. I think it is a bad matchup against Matt Ryan, who is probably due for a game in which he has multiple interceptions. Wouldn't be surprised, because that's the thing. He either throws no interceptions or two interceptions. So I think when you get some pressure on Matt Ryan, and we've seen this Steelers defense really turn a corner once TJ Watt is back in the lineup, I think we'll see a pick tonight, especially in primetime, especially when the pressure is on, and especially since his Colts offense has committed to throwing the ball. That's part of why this offense has worked in part when they can get that offense going through the air, but also gives him more opportunity to throw an interception. So I'll go Matt Ryan to throw a pick tonight, -135 over at BetMGM.
Chelsea, I thought about playing that, but I'm going to wait, and I'm going to go with the Steelers. I'm going to go alternate spread here. I like the Steelers at +3, and we saw a ton of money coming on Pittsburgh when the spread was at that number. Right now, it's Steelers +2.5, but I just have a feeling we're going to see a very ugly game where both teams try and run it on the ground between Najee Harris and Jonathan Taylor. But I think the big difference in this game, which plays right into your interception prop, is that Steelers defense, which is so very good and much better with TJ Watt in the lineup. That Colts offensive line has been Swiss cheese all season long. The only time the Colts perform is when Matt Ryan is allowed time to throw. I don't think he has enough time tonight. Kenny Pickett has been playing better. Mike Tomlin is an absolute monster on Monday night. Give me the Steelers +3. It's an alternate spread, -135 at BetMGM. I think the Steelers cover this number, if not win outright.
Ooh, I was just thinking, I think this is a good spot for maybe a same game parlay where you tease up the Steelers and you tease up the total to play the under. Because weren't you thinking about playing an under in this game too?
I sure was. I like the under a lot.
Yeah, so under 45.5, which is a teased up total, and the Pittsburgh Steelers +7.5. If you combine those two, it's -120. I think I would be playing that. Maybe not for an official play on the show, but just for some funsies action tonight.
I should have thought of that. Might you always do that. you are placing it right now. You've been on your phone whenever I've been talking, but that's a great bet. I love that quite a bit. That goes as to how we think the game is going to go. So -120, not too juicy either. Let's do your BetQL five-star best bet. For insight, analysis, historical trends, and more five-star best bets, all you have to do is download the BetQL app. All right. Come here, Donkster. God, I sure enjoyed a few days with you sitting around, not in my sight. All right, Donkster, you had a winning week. You went 5-4. It's your time to shine. You're back from National Harbor. Tell the people what you're thinking about tonight.
Chelsea, it was great meeting you at National Harbor. Are we best friends now?
I feel like it's way better when you have to do this voice in public. I don't get the same satisfaction.
Well, that's because you see my ridiculous face when I'm having to impersonate the Donkster. All right, Donkster, we got less than a minute here. Give us a pick.
Texas Southern at +3 Kansas over 139.5. Chelsea, now I've been to Maryland, I want to go to Kansas.
Kansas? Okay. Oh, let's slow it down, Donkster. We got to get you a passport.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, MGM's going to have to build a casino in, I don't know, Wichita for you to make a road trip there, Donkster. I don't know about that.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.